Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey everybody, what's up, and welcome to episode 995 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week, and we are here with Emilio. All right, now here's today's question from Emilio.
Hey Pat, this is Emilio Rodriguez. I'm here for the third time, so I feel very lucky that you get to answer my question this time again. Now I have something different. I know you have a lot of experience related to email marketing, and you offer things like your free ebook, Email the Smart Way. So I thought you'd be a good person to ask about this. I have a new company. It's called El Briefing. It's in Spanish. It's a daily newsletter targeted for the Dominican Republic, and I'm growing about 50 to 100 per, email subscribers a day. Now we have over 10,000 subscribers with an open rate of about 35%. But one day, for some reason, when we sent the email, it got into everybody's main mailbox. And they told us that they're glad that it's no longer going into promotions or spam or, you know, whatever it was going or just not going. But we haven't been able to replicate that, and nothing changed on the day of that email, except that who knows what Gmail and all their clients were thinking that day, where that specific day we got over an open rate over 55%. So we've been looking how to replicate that so we can keep that high open rate. Currently we use MailChimp, and I know it's a shared IP that they use, so I don't have much control over that. Do you know how I could improve the open rate and how to, because I know that Gmail and other clients, they have their algorithm into thinking what's spam, what's a promotion. Is there anything like a private server that I could use to avoid the shared IP issue that I would have with any other clients of such as Aweber or MailChimp, et cetera? Any insight into this would be greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. And you have a great rest of the day, Pat.
Hey, Emilio, thank you so much for the question. First of all, I just have to comment and say your open rates, even at the 35% rate, is really good. In 100 emails a day, you're doing something right. So congratulations. Keep up the good work. And I like how you're looking to see how you can improve on what's kind of already working. I think that's a really big lesson there. Instead of just trying all these other random things, you are looking to improve what it is that you know is important for your business. So how do you increase your open rates? Well, first of all, let's talk about what happened. What's that anomaly that allowed your email to just really be opened up by more than more than normal before? It's going to be difficult to nail that down with just a one-sided conversation here. And I can say that you're going to have to analyze that email a little bit, because a lot of times it's the content of the email that can have a direct impact on whether or not it gets put into people's Gmail's main tab or the promotional tab or other. So you need to make sure that you go in there and make sure, like, it could be perhaps there was no images in that one, or perhaps it was specific words that you were using that you didn't use otherwise that just made it a little bit easier to be engaged with. And also you pointed out something that it relates to the service provider. You're using MailChimp. MailChimp, I know, is great. I use ConvertKit myself, and there's many other ones out there. Many of them, especially ones like MailChimp and such, they use these shared IP'd servers. And when you send an email out, sometimes it goes through this server, sometimes it goes through that server, sometimes it goes through this other server. They have a bunch of different servers that all connect to the same service. And what happens is, depending on how people behave, people meaning subscribers or clients of theirs who subscribe to the service, not subscribers to those emails, depending on how their spam ratings are, et cetera, it can affect, this is what I believe, the other people who are sending emails through that same server. I know this because certain emails, when I was using a different service provider, were getting blocked when they shouldn't have, and it was because somebody else who was on that same server, it just, that server got blocked, the IP address got blocked by Google or some other one, and it just got like a warning, and then the other emails didn't perform very well. So it's kind of weird because there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't understand, but there are things that we can control. First of all, going to MailChimp and asking what's going on can be the best thing to do, because they can be able to perhaps pinpoint what happened on that day. Maybe it was an IP-related thing or a server-related thing, or maybe it was something else that they know that we don't. So going to MailChimp and specifically asking, hey, why did this email perform so much better? Do you have any insight on that? You may be able to get some feedback from somebody on their team. Maybe not. It's not always the case. One thing that's helped me with open rates is keeping all of the fancy stuff out of those emails. So a lot of imagery, borders, images, that sort of thing, signatures, et cetera. Signatures as in like actual handwritten signatures that are there with an image, versus like, you know, you should have a signature at the end of your email, and you should have links to other things and point to other things from there. But keeping all the fancy stuff out has helped increase the open rates, because there's just less stuff that gets filtered through. Then secondly, there's an app out there, not an app, but a tool out there at Glock Apps or Glock Apps. And if you go there, you can set up a really cool system that allows you to test and optimize your emails. You can identify and fix issues that are keeping you from people's inboxes. So what happens is for example, you can test something right now with it. You can go and send an email to a specific email address that they give you, and they'll give you information back about, you know, what can be optimized about that email, et cetera. But the powerful part is they give you a certain set of email addresses from each of the different services like Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, et cetera. And then you put those email addresses into your email list. And so when you send an email out, and I would recommend actually creating a segment with just these so that you can send it to them first, get some information back, make changes, then send it to everybody else. But you could just have them included in your main list if you want. And when you send an email out and they receive them, you're going to get a report back that gives you information about, oh, this, you know, it's inserted in the promotional tab for this one and not the promotional tab for this one, and here's why. So again, that's glockapps.com. That was a resource given to me and recommended to me by Michael Stelzner from Social Media Examiner and Social Media Marketing World, which I hope you'll all be at next year. That'll be a lot of fun to see you there. I speak there every year. But yeah, going back to emails, that app or service is going to help again, Glock Apps. And then also having your audience reply, having your email subscribers reply is going to show Gmail that, you know, they're engaging with that email, and it's going to, you know, I don't know what exactly happens behind the scenes, but you know, for those specific individuals, they're going to be likely to see all or most of the future emails in their main tab. And for other people, it may tell Gmail, for example, hey, like, this is a good email, people are engaging with it, so we're going to rank it higher and not block it from others. I don't know exactly how it all works, but it is something that's, you know, definitely mysterious to me on many levels, but I have been shown some direction from others about what can be done to improve it. And using tools like Glock Apps can help, but also just making it text only with, you know, HTML is fine, but like not adding images and all those kinds of things makes it easier to get through too. So hope that helps. Emilio, want to wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And I want to send you an Ask Pat teacher for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And make sure you still stay till the end. I know a lot of you are waiting to see who has won the $1,000 gift card that I'm giving away for the contest that's happening this week. We've already had and collected a number of participants and contestants who are being gifted the Amazon gift card as a result of, you know, just listening to the show and being a fan and answering certain questions that were related to a promotion that was happening since episode 900. So again, thank you all for your support. Stick around to the end. I'm going to announce every episode this week. At the end of every episode, I'm going to announce the new winner. So stick around. If you didn't win today, maybe you'll win tomorrow. And unfortunately, there is no way to enter those that you know giveaway anymore at this point. So just rewarding those longtime listeners, and I want to thank you all for your support here. I also have an announcement to make in episode 1000. That's going to be really, really important. So I hope you make sure you listen next week when episode 1000 comes out, because we have some new changes coming to Ask Pat. I don't want that to scare you, but the theme for next year is high value in SPI land, and there's definitely going to be higher value here on the Ask Pat show for you. So anyway, more on that later, but for now, let's finish off with a quote. And today's quote comes from Calvin Coolidge, and that is, "No person has ever been honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave." Oh, that's good. All right, and the winner for today, and there were over 2,000 entries, so thank you to all of you who participated. But the winner for today, Monday, November 13th, is Chris, C-R-I-S, Gene, or John, or Jean, Chris Jean, or Chris Gene, and I will have already emailed you today by the time this email goes out, so, you know, I worry a little bit about the name overlaps here with some of these winners that might happen today and the rest of the week. But I'm going to email you if you win before the episode goes live. So you'll hear from it before. But I just want to congratulate you, Chris, C-R-I-S. And I just want to thank you so much for the entry and the shares. And thank you to all of the other participants. You can look forward to tomorrow when you might win. You still have 4 more chances. So again, thank you so much for listening to the show, and keep on listening and subscribe so you can make sure you can check out tomorrow's episode. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.